could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game. I just wanna praise his name. Living free, but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey, 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 happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Life Unapologetic with Athena Podcast. I'm so excited that you have decided to rock out with me this morning. I pray that you had a blessed weekend. I pray that your family has been blessed while we're still yet sheltering in place and in this pandemic. I pray that you have just made the best of the time with your Father, that be God, with your family, with those that you love, just in unity and love. Listen, God is so good. I know that it's Monday and usually you drag your feet, but this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I have been so busy. I am so excited about the Spiritual Growth Academy. I'm so excited about some additional projects that I'm working on, but I am really looking forward to launching the Spiritual Growth Academy to the general public come August. That's kind of our tentative launch date. We currently have a cohort going through the academy currently, and we have just been seeing phenomenal growth. We have been seeing phenomenal results from the women who are currently going through the curriculum and the training, and just seeing God in a whole new way in their lives, seeing God bring things to the surface, seeing God really allowing them to step out in true identity with such boldness and confidence. It has just been a mighty, mighty work to see. And to think that I can bring this to the public, to think that God is building a platform that is going to house all of this with no social media. Listen, no Facebook, no Instagram, no Snapchatable. No Twitter tweeter. Don't need none of that. I mean, God is doing a new thing and he is not going by the world standards. And I am so excited to be one of the forerunners to say, I don't need social media for God to get the glory. Because God's word says, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. He didn't say, if I get likes, if I get acceptances, if I get thumbs up, right? If I get multiple followers, that then he will get the glory. He's showing me that that's ineffective and null and void in this pandemic. So I'm just so excited for what God is doing with the Spiritual Growth Academy. I encourage you. If you have not signed up for the waiting list, sign up. Don't be the one at the bottom of the waiting list so that when we open up and we start sending out applications based on you submitting your email and your desire, that you don't get in for this next cohort. We can't take everybody. We gotta listen to Holy Spirit. So, you know, sign up. Applications will be going out sooner than later. I'm super excited about it. And we'll see if you get into the cohort. It's not about favoritism, but it's about really seeing who's compatible for the academy. So I'm excited for that. Check out the link that is in my podcast. I'll definitely put it once again in the show notes of this episode. Just wanted to shout out the Spiritual Growth Academy and all that is coming in addition to that. I want to thank all of you, my listeners, who join me every week and rock out with me and listen to my rambling and what I have to say from God. I want to thank any new listeners who are listening today. God bless you. Thank you for supporting me and checking me out. I pray that I'm for you. I pray that you all get blessed with what I share and that you grow in the content. I pray that the content, it just opens up or it brings something alive in you. That is definitely my desire, to do the things of God with excellence, right? Not perfection, not performance, but in excellence. Amen. So last topic was, what's your life's compass? That was last episode. And so this episode, I asked Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? Because I knew we had some follow-up to last week, because last week was really a sock in the gut, right? So you're going to tell me how to help myself out of all of these dysfunctional situations. And so today's topic or episode is titled, What's Your Life's Compass? Course Correction. What's Your Life's Compass? Course Correction. Last week, we really looked at what's our life compass, and we heard God all throughout that episode. I heard God say, add course correct to this episode of this series because we got to correct the trajectory, y'all. We got to get back in alignment with the will of God. So as he said, add course correct to the title, I was like, sure, sir, you got it. So the question for this episode is, how do we counteract our false perspectives? Last week, we looked at several dysfunctional, misdirectional, carnal life compasses. I'll say that again. We looked at several dysfunctional. They take us all over the place, but where we want to go. They leave us with poor choices. They leave us with unhealthy habits. They leave us with devastation. They leave us with unfulfillment, right? And so in that, they were dysfunctional. Envy, anger, lust. We looked at all of these dysfunctional topics that don't feed us well, right? That don't honor who we are, that don't honor our true identity. And so in that, they were dysfunctional and they were misdirections. They took us in misdirections, misdirectional. They led us nowhere that God wanted us to go, right? And so we looked at those as our carnal life compasses, right? We talked about how our flesh really is not for the things of God, but how our spirit connects with God. And it's our spirit that is our true compass to the things of God. But we got to get out of our carnal. We got to get out of our flesh and our emotions and our self-will and our ego and our pride to really get to the things of God. And sometimes that can be difficult when we're following our life's carnal compass, right? When we're following our emotion, how I feel or what I experience is going to dictate what direction my life goes or what I can and can't do or how I am or I'm not good enough or what validates or invalidates me or what quantifies my worth or what quantifies my ability, my inadequacy, right? And so God really wants us to course correct in this episode. And so with that, if we were to use our true compass, which we talked about last week as our spirit, we would use our true compass with God, the Spirit of God, and we would go to the Word of God, right? Because the Word of God is what gives us full direction into God's heart, full direction into God's will, and most of all, full direction into what God's will is for our lives. Individually, we all have a destiny. We all have a purpose. We're all headed in the same direction, north, straight ahead to the Father, but it all looks so different. There's so many different vehicles. There's so many different walks of life that God wants to take us through that we can come alongside one another and head in the same direction. And it looks so different, but it'd be so effective together. Let me tell you, the Spiritual Growth Academy has so much partnership right now with so many dynamic, powerful, on fire for God women. Let me tell you, we got women giving live devotionals. We got women leading our seer, dreams, visions, and interpret community. We got leaders who are going into our prophetic school that comes out in August. We got a young adult community coming out. The leader of that is leading young adults into leadership, into ministry. Yeah, straight up out of high school, taking them into the things of God. So our compass, our partnership with the Spirit of God leads us together. The body of Christ makes the church. The body of Christ makes the church, not the institution. So we should be walking together, making up the body of Christ, the true church, walking in the identity of the Father in the direction of God that he's leading us to an expected end. He says he knows the thoughts that he has for us. Thoughts of great peace, joy, love, prosperity, with an expected end, Jeremiah 29:11. And so when we use the Word of God and we stand on the Word of God and we use that as our true direction, as the true undefilable direction given by God, I looked up a scripture that is kind of how we should operate every day. I know we woke up this Monday and we're like, man, I got to go back to work. Man, I got to go to that cubicle. Man, I got to go, you know, get on those phones or in front of that computer or look at those people. But what would it look like if we woke up to Romans 12:2 and it says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. See, everybody says Mondays are bad and horrible. So we go with that. That's what the world is saying. That's what our coworkers are saying. That's what our loved ones are saying. So we roll with that. But God says, renew your mind. Renew your mind in the things of me. I want your mind to be clear. I want it to be fresh. I want this to be the best Monday because I've given you life. I've given you health. I've given you strength. You bathed yourself, which is grooming. You dressed yourself. You had food. You had transportation. You have employment or provision. You have sight. You have hearing, smell, touch, taste. Like, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm glad it's Monday. I get a whole nother week to get it right, or I get a whole nother day to get it right with the expectation to make it out through the week because God's grace and mercy is sufficient for me. Because if by using my life's compass, my carnal compass, would all of those weigh, what were the compasses? Let's look at the compasses, okay? Because we had a lot of them. We had a lot of dysfunction compasses that we looked at. We looked at guilt. If I operate in that, I'm nothing. Guilt. What else did we look at? I'm looking at some notes. We looked at fear that was driving some of us. We looked at materialism, right? And so if I'm operating in these spaces that are not fruitful for my life because I'm not renewing my mind in the Word of God, as the Word of God says in Romans 12, 2, then yeah, I'm going to wake up every morning feeling like this is the end, feeling like I have nothing to live for. I can't express to you all, by living in purpose and renewing my mind and seeking relationship with Holy Spirit every day, what that has done for my life, by going off the grid and not being involved in what everybody else is doing and how everybody else is doing it on Facebook and Instagram and on Snapchat. And if that's for you, go for it. But for me, following my spirit, connecting it to the Spirit of God, that compass has led me in a whole different direction, and I am so excited about my life. I am building things for the kingdom of God that have shown to be effective and fruitful in real life people. No, I'm talking about, I see these people every day. I see them physically once a week. I interact with them every day, and I see the change in their lives. I see the growth in their lives. I see the change in their mentality and their perspective. And then the way that they walk and the way that they talk, even their verbiage. They watch what they say because the power of life and death is in the tongue. They operate in the spiritual gifts of God. They listen to the Spirit of God. Even in conversations, they're listening to the Spirit of God and they're talking, or they're course correcting, or they're being led, or they're pouring into somebody, or they're encouraging and loving on somebody. I see the fruits. So when I get up on Monday morning, I'm like, glory to God, because I get to teach another day. I get to teach another class on the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Not mess. I'm laying a firm foundation for these women being led through and by the Holy Spirit. And I'm seeing the fruit, and I'm seeing them become leaders, and I'm seeing them go after their own ministries and pouring into the people that they're called to. Let me tell you, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Don't be like the world. Don't do it as everyone else does it. Don't do it like the world does it. Don't depend on the ways and the functions and the activities of the world, but depend on your real life's compass, your spirit connected to the Spirit of God. I feel like we as a people have gotten away from just the Bible. I mean, literally, we've gotten away from the Bible as a tool. We've gotten away from the Bible as the practical tool to use through our day to day. Like, it has so many stories in it that are examples of what people have went through far before us and how God has brought them out, or what that poor decision looked like, but what God's grace and mercy looked like. And it gives us so much direction, but we've just totally walked away from it. And so in this season, I feel like God is trying to take us back to a place of practicality in his word. I mean, practically. We make it so difficult and we make it so hard to the point now we got 500 different interpretations of the Bible. NLT, VVV, DDD, DDCCC, and still yet we say we're confused. But they've made it so practical, yet because we're not aligned with the Spirit of God who brings revelation, because we're not using our compass, our life's compass that God has given us, we were created in the image of God. It was so funny. I was talking to some coworkers and I thought it was so beautiful. Shout out to my coworkers who listen. They are my girls, let me tell you. But I was talking to some coworkers on my project and we were talking about our makeup, right? Like, well, how do we know this or how do we know that? And so we were talking about how your body is your flesh, right? You got the outer side of your body, which is your flesh. It feels all of your environmental, external activity. And then you have your soul, which is like your mind, your heart, your will, your emotions, your pride, your ego. All of that is built into your soul. And then locked in there is your spirit, man. That's the thing that was made after God's own, that was made in God's image, right? And so because of the fall of man, we were, our spirit was locked into this carnal shell, if you will, right? Because it had to now be equipped for the elements, but it wasn't meant to be that way. We weren't meant to lack and we weren't meant to have need. God had facilitated in the Garden of Eden everything that we needed. And it leads me to believe that because we were in such a heavenly form, we didn't need to go to the bathroom. We didn't need all of the things that we need now. We weren't going to die. We weren't going to age. But because we disobeyed and sinned, it ushered in decay, right? It ushered in death. And so we want to get back to a space of, we were talking about how can we get in touch with our spirit, right? How can we get closer to our spirit and in essence, get closer to God? And so it was a beautiful conversation and it just went back to what he had given me for this episode, is to go back to a place of practicality through his word. And he said, this is where the deceptive ways of the enemy can be exposed in his roots of our lives. Like right now, we were even talking with the coworkers, and I'm trying to stay on point, but this is so good. We were talking about how even though this world has been shut down by a pandemic that is so dangerous, that we still haven't fully come to God. I see it at work every day. He's not the focus. How do I know? How do I know he's not the focus? Because you still walk the same. You still talk the same. You still have the same interactions. You still have the same negative comments. You still have the same negative complaints every day that you had before the pandemic. There's no fruit of the Spirit of God. There's no progress. And it's not to beat down on anybody or be like, oh, look at me, I got it together. But the reality is, when are we going to change? We want more. You can't tell me everybody listening to this episode who wants more and is not seeing it, you can't tell me that that's a desire. You can't tell me that you don't want the answer to how to get to the more. Man, what does that look like practically? I want to be in a healthy relationship. Well, the Word of God teaches that. Holy Spirit can lead you into a healthy relationship. He can give you the answers in your broken marriage and how to fix that. Your relationship with Holy Spirit and you going into prayer and you going hard after the things in the Spirit of God can give you the answers to repair your marriage. I talked to somebody and I was telling them how my marriage hadn't always been together. It was rough. Listen, Linda. I moved out several times, rough. But the more that I started seeking out God in 2018, in that war room, praying, fasting, seeking God out for myself, I wanted to know what relationship was. I wanted to know who Holy Spirit was. I wanted to know what I needed to fix. I wanted you to show me the deepest parts of my heart. Give me wisdom. Bring up the stuff. I wanted to do the work to be better because I wanted legacy and I wanted to live in purpose. And I didn't want the same mundane life. I wanted change. And I knew I had to do the work. I went in. The more I went in, y'all, it spilled out of my prayer closet into my marriage. And I'm not saying my marriage is perfect, but my husband loves me. He takes care of me. He feeds me. He makes sure I'm good. I had a major surgery in January. He has made sure that I have been good at every turn. And that's because of the Spirit of God in my home. That's because I decided to tap into my real compass,
my spirit man and connect that with the spirit of God and prove the world and prove to myself that God is real and that there is true change in having a relationship with him, an intimate relationship with him. And if I can be transparent, that was hard for me because I have been molested. I have been sexually abused as a child. I have been in abusive relationships. So intimacy was hard for me. So that was even another struggle. My secret sins, those things that were hard to lay down, those things that I hanged on to, like we talked about in last episode, they were even hard for me to say to God. They were even hard for me to speak out of my mouth. But I had to. I had to do the work. I had to revisit the trauma. I had to face my fears, my anxieties, my doubts, my depression. I had to face the very things I was partnering with in order to get to the better. But I had to get tired of not having the better. I had to get tired of being a complainer. Everything was a complaint. Nothing was good enough. Everything was broken. There was always a dead end for me. I had to get tired of that, y'all. So God wants us to get back to his word and begin to look and seek him on how to use it practically through our life every day so that we can expose the lies of the enemy in our life. He's lying to y'all. He's being manipulative. He's being deceptive. And he then got so good at it that we can't even see it. We can't even see the deception of the enemy. We can't even see how he's deceiving our children and our loved ones. We can't even see how he's breaking up the unity in our homes. And it's disguised in pornography. It's disguised in lack of intimacy. It's disguised in drinking. It's disguised in smoking. It's disguised in Netflix. It's disguised in social media, right? We don't spend time with each other. We don't make time. We got all of these distractions. Not just in our lives with our loved ones and in our marriages and in our relationships and in our churches, but with God. We can't even spend time with him because we got so many other things to do. There really aren't so many other things to do. I was one of them. I was just telling somebody, I was like, I remember saying, I'm so busy. And when I would stop and think about it, I'm like, busy with what? Like, I wasn't really, I'm busy now, y'all. I'm so busy. If I have to have one more meeting after my full-time job for ministry, listen, I'm tired. I said tomorrow, I'm going to rest. I said it all week last week. I was going to rest. I was going to get in the fetal position in my bed and rest because I'm literally busy for the kingdom of God. And it feels so good because I'm seeing the fruit in my life. So let me get off that tangent because I'm sorry. I felt that thing, y'all. I felt that. All right. So. Let's get back to practicality with the word of God. Let's allow God to use his word to help us through our issues. I promise if we can get back there that we will see change. I'm only saying it because I see it in the women in my academy. And I'm not saying that to get you to be a part of my academy, to get membership. I don't even care about none of that because to be completely honest, all 18 women that are in my academy right now are getting it for free. For free. So it's not even about, I'm paying for platforms and execution and building out all of these resources. My assistant, I pay for my assistant, y'all. I got an assistant. Listen, virtual assistant. This pandemic opened up a whole new avenue. To God be the glory for assistant. Shout out to Faith. I love her. But I'm just so excited about what God is doing. And so I encourage you, get back to the practical things of God's word. Because the word of God shows us that by renewing our mind by the standards of God and what God says about a matter or what God says about your identity, this allows us to course correct and do the necessary things that will take us into a purpose-filled life. Following the practical steps of the word of God is the true course correction. It will allow you in every area of your life to know what's right and wrong. It will allow you to see what your true identity is in God, to see what your true worth is in God, and you will begin to move through life in a totally different way. I promise. I promise. I promise. So one of the things I wanted to look at, or we can call it one of the points for today's episode is knowing your purpose changes your perspective on life. I want to look at purpose. I got another community, y'all. If I ain't busy enough, I got another free community, free, F-R-E-E, called Unapologetically Unashamed. Those of you who know me, I had this huge relational breakdown series, Facebook Live episodes. It was live in a studio. Thanks. Shout out to Truth FM, Christian Radio. We did a relational breakdown series live on an Unapologetically Unashamed campaign rollout. It was so successful. I believe women were blessed by it. You can still check out the back live episodes on Facebook. Yeah, it was recorded live on Facebook, so there's access. There's a podcast on Anchor called, I believe it's called Unapologetically Unashamed. I'm not sure, y'all, but I know it's out there on Anchor. But I have a community, Unapologetically Unashamed, and we're going through a 40-day journey of finding out purpose. Like, what does that look like? If I had to have some practical steps to figuring that out so I'm not guessing, jump into the community. Get into the studies. I'm telling you, there's study notes. There's audio messages. I read a daily chapter, and I know I'm behind, community. I apologize. I love y'all. I promise I'm gonna record. But I, even on the podcast, not this platform, but the Anchor platform, if you go in the community, it gives you access. I record podcast episodes from each chapter of the book. And listen, the work is good. I'm hearing really good things from the content. So looking at this key point, knowing your purpose changes your perspective on life. Come on, just think about it. How many things over the course of your life have you done to try to do or to be fulfilled and to feel accomplished? When you think about purpose, right? We think about school. We think about our jobs, careers. If I get this degree, if I get that degree, if I get this position, if I get this promotion, that it was going to bring some sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. But the reality is, all of the methods that we've tried, and I am such a witness, that we've chased after, is left us completely unfulfilled and wanting much more. I don't care how much schooling you have. I don't care what salary you make at work. I don't care how comfortable you are in life. There is always that something. Feel it even now. I promise you, if you just stop and think right now, just get in touch with your feelings. You want more. And for some of us, we don't even know what that looks like. We just know that it's a desire. For some of us, we don't make enough at work, so we feel like the more is, I need a better job, or I need a raise, or I need more money, or I need a better coworker. For some of us, I need more as my relationship is dead. It's dried up. There's no intimacy. There's no respect. There's no honor. There's no time spent. And so I feel like I need more. For some of us, it's family. There's broken unity, and I don't talk to my kids, or I don't talk to my mother or my father because of this or that. And so there's a void. And so we try to go after our own way of finding purpose, only to end up feeling unfulfilled and still wanting more. So if we're going to really seek out true purpose and the true meaning of life as seen by what God says, and which is only found in the Word of God, yet again, we must replace every false broken compass that we talked about last week with the Word of God, period. Replace every broken compass. Unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, frustration, doubt, depression, materialism, ego, pride. Put all those false broken compasses down, pick up the Word of God, and see what God says about your matter. God has designed us for more. God has designed us to experience the impossible that can be created in our lives through the Spirit of God, through intimacy, through knowing His Word. I am a living witness, y'all. I literally have a full functional nonprofit. This ain't no little dream. This is a legit legal nonprofit that is actually effective because I'm going after true purpose. And I promise, even though I'm still working this full-time job, that I won't be, in the name of Jesus, by August of this year. I pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, that I will be a full-time entrepreneur. As soon as I open this up to the public in August, I have something huge coming in January. I'm so excited about. I ain't telling y'all yet because I ain't messing up my vision. I ain't letting the imps and the demons go after my second project. But to God be the glory for what's coming. I plan to be a full-time entrepreneur, self-sustaining financially by walking in purpose. And if I can do it, y'all, I didn't finish high school. I don't have no college degree. I barely got through my medical assistant course because at the time they didn't make you need a GED. And God has blessed me in every era of my life, and he's still showing me his hand, that it ain't predicated on what degree or what world validation I have. It's predicated on my obedience and my time and my relationship spent with him. And as he gives me the direction and as I execute in faith, this vision of mine is bigger than me. It's way bigger than me. It makes me terrified sometimes because it's like, oh my God, either I don't feel qualified or I don't have the financial means to do what it takes, but it's all getting done and it's all a living reality to me now. Like I wake up and I'm like, Athena, you're a business owner. I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, Athena, you are blessing the lives of women through your ministry that you thought would never be possible. And then second to that, not even thinking you would be possible, but you feared that it wouldn't even be effective because who wanted to hear you? You don't have any qualifications for people to hear you. And these women are flourishing. And it gives my life so much purpose. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that to know your purpose is to shift your perspective on life. I'm talking from experience. So the word of God in Psalms 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. In this scripture, David truly understands the true meaning of life's compass. Like his compass was the Spirit of God. His compass was the word of God. We saw him course correct all the time. Listen, David had to course correct often. He had to course correct when he slept with one of his general's wives and got her pregnant and then sent him out to get killed so that he could marry her and cover up the fact that they were sleeping together before this man came back after fighting for his kingdom. He had to course correct. Now, he paid for that course correction. So let me just say this. Let me say this. Yeah, we gonna course correct. Yeah, you're going to accept the Father in your life. Yeah, you're going to start reading your word and you're going to start working towards a better, healthier, faith-based, habit-filled life. You're not going to perform. You're not going to make yourself stop doing stuff because God sanctifies and God purifies and Holy Spirit empowers you. So you're not going into performance and religion, but you are going to believe God to make you a new creature. You're going to believe God to renew you every time you get into that word, every time you have prayer time with him, you're going to get him. But that doesn't mean you're going to get him to help you. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have struggle. That doesn't mean that some things that our sin put in place that we got to see out to the end. But I promise you, everything that you did and everything that the devil has meant for evil, God says in his word that he will turn it around for your good for those that love him. His words, that's a promise. So love God and let him turn those things around. But we see even in David, the course correction that he had to do all the time. But he was clear in this scripture where, Father, your light is a lamp, meaning I can see my steps. Like you show me every step through your word. Every time I lift my foot, if I'm in your word and I'm trusting in you and I'm leaning in to really listen to your voice, Father, that you lead, you guide my steps. Listen, you don't know how to hear the voice of God. I did an episode on it. Did two. Go listen to them. If that's not enough, sign up for the Spiritual Growth Academy. The second semester is hearing God's voice. That's after you get the foundation of faith laid. And then we go into knowing who Holy Spirit is. And the rest is history, because the rest, you going to get so much, you ain't going to know what to do with yourself. But before you even get to the more, you going to know who God is. You going to hear his voice. And you can be like David, watching him lead every step. Second point, knowing your purpose brings clarity to your life. Let me say that again. Knowing your purpose brings clarity to your life. So I looked up the meaning of clarity, and it's defined as the quality of being coherent and intelligible. coherent. That means if I tell you to walk on the dotted lines, you ain't falling over. You coherent. That means if I ask you to repeat what I said, you can repeat it. That means if you hear the voice of God, you can hear it. Many times in circumstances in our lives, coupled with the enemy attacking us like he do, like we got our own situations that we add to a circumstance, and then the enemy come and add his attack, it messes up our perspective. It's completely skewed. Completely skewed. Completely. And so in that, we have no clarity oftentimes as we walk through our life. As we walk through all of the different situations, our clarity is so skewed. And so God is trying to tell us that, listen, if you allow me to show you what I've called you to partner with me in on the earth, it's not even something you got to make up. I'm inviting you to do something that I'm already working in the earth. I'm going to give you the blueprints. I'm going to give you the direction. I'm going to show you the vehicle, what that looks like. I didn't know SGA was going to be what it is. I thought it was something totally different. But as I leaned into God, he showed me what it looked like. This is step by step. And he brought the people in my life to support the vision. Completely support the vision.
Man, I'm getting too hyped. I got to stay on focus so I can get through these points.
God designed us in his image. Okay, the word of God says that he designed us in his image with purpose that would give us full understanding and direction of what we are and what we are not to do. We were designed in the image of God. And if we were designed in the image of God, that means that we have God's DNA. That means that we feel things intuitively with God. I know with my child that I feel things for my child. I don't care what she does. She is a part of me. And there is something that I can feel when something's not right. I can feel when she's happy. I can feel when she's sad or she's in need or she needs a pick me up, no matter where she is. You even hear this about twins where they can feel certain things with one another because they lived in the womb together. They shared such close DNA. It's the same with God. But because of our perspective being so skewed by the attacks of the enemy, we can't really see that God has created us with purpose, that he's created us to be able to use our true purpose as a compass to evaluate our daily activities. Like, I mean, if we really used our purpose and knew it, it would course correct. We would find ourselves walking in the trajectory that God designed us for, specific directions. David said it. Your word lights my path. Our purpose, if we get our purpose and we couple that with core values, some of us don't even have core values. One of my core values is mastery. One of my core values is servitude. One of my core values is excellence. So as I was building out the Spiritual Growth Academy, I was looking at a lot of different platforms. Because everything's so virtual and everything is, you know, it's electronic. But I know that God called me away from social media. So Facebook wasn't an option for me. It's free. Everybody's doing it. It's effective for whoever's doing what, right? It's cool. But that's not what God was calling me for. My direction from him was clear. So what do I do? I had to lean into the Spirit of God, course correct, because I had went the wrong way. And listen to where he was leading me. And he gave me full direction. He lit up the path, clear as day. And I discovered my purpose and I walked in it. And it allowed me to walk in true identity only found in Christ. I'm so secure. I'm so excited. So, I mean, I want to stress the word of God in this episode. I want to stress purpose in this episode. I want to stress legacy in this episode, and I know I'm jumping ahead of myself, but I want to stress knowing your purpose and gaining the clarity of knowing and having true direction of your life. We're chasing after so many materialistic things, our careers, our jobs, our no debt, our 401k, our cars, our homes, our vacations, our children's we're chasing all of these things. Except for the true thing that's given us direction in every other area of all the areas that we're already chasing. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness and all these things will be added.
But we don't even do that. We don't even do that. The Word of God says in Psalms 57, verse 2, God's Word says, I will cry to God Most High, who performs on my behalf and rewards me, who brings to pass his purposes for me and surely completes them. Come on. Okay, God, so basically what you're saying in here is that if I cry out to you, I'm just having conversation with you every day. I'm rocking with you, sir. Every day I'm rocking with you because you're the Most High, that you will perform on my behalf and reward me just because I'm in relationship with you. You will bring to pass your purposes that you already know, Jeremiah 29:11. You will bring your purposes to pass and surely complete them, which means that you promise that you gonna make sure it get done. It's not even my responsibility to make sure anything that you tell me to do gets done. It's my responsibility just to obey you. And you're going to make sure that things get done. This is why your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness. I'm seeking you first and all that you're about. And then everything else is going to be added on to me. Everything that I desire within my will, within the will of God for my life, and everything that is needed for what you're telling me to do will be added. I just have to seek. Come on. Come on. If you are unaware of who you are in Christ, let me help you by reading what God calls you. Let me just help you. Let me help you by what God says, what God identifies you as. This is important because a lot of us are confused about our identity. And we want to know, well, what is my identity in God? I don't know. Like, am I supposed to see it in a dream or a vision? Am I supposed to hear it in a still, small voice? No, it's in his word. His word is his voice. His word is the still, small voice. His word is the vision. His word is the dream. His word is the prophecy. It's all of those things that we chase after. And yes, we have dreams and visions and prophetic words. Absolutely. Those are giftings that we tap into through the Spirit of God. But his word says this about you. You ready? Okay, here we go. The word of God says, but you, everyone listening to me right now, you are a chosen race. You are chosen. You don't even have to chase after him. He's chasing after you. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Half of us aren't even acting royal. You are royalty. I know you can't see it. I know it's even hard for you to believe it because it's not tangible right now. But you are a royal priesthood and a dedicated nation. You are called out to be dedicated to God. It says you are God's own purchased special people. He calls you special because he purchased you with the life of his son, Jesus Christ. That's how special you are to him. So you're purchased with a price that's there's no worth that can be matched to it. A special people that you may be set forth towards the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him, the Father, who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Come on. You're special to him. 1 Peter 2:9. You're special to him. That's got to bless somebody. I'm so over time, but we're going to finish this. Knowing your purpose allows you to focus on. Knowing your purpose allows you to focus to be a inconsistent practice of the things of God. When you have focus, it changes everything. But more than anything, when you have focus, which is defined as attention or attention on a focal point, when you focus on the things of God as first and foremost in your life, you know what to focus on. You know what you are to put most attention into and what you should spend the most of your energy on. There's no question. One of the things that my strategy coach is teaching me is focus. Like, here's your top three things for the day. Focus on these top three things. Even though you got 5,500 in building two companies, the one you can only focus on three things and do those with mastery, do those with excellence, not performance. And if you carry out two and you got one left over, move that back over to the following day and then set your focus there. But don't be all over the place. Oh, I love my strategy coach. Shout out to Rosalind. Therapy as a Christian is her podcast. She's phenomenal. She has the most phenomenal services in strategy, practice management, prioritization. I mean, the list goes on. Phenomenal. God has blessed me with a whole tribe and team. It's phenomenal. God's word says, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's Matthew 6:21. We know the very things that we value most is where we put our attention and our energy. That's where our focus goes on, right? Whatever is important to us, it doesn't even matter if it's healthy or unhealthy. That's where we put our focus and our energy. But once again, listen, y'all, if we course correct our attention back on the purpose of God, He predestined us to do something. So it's not like it's unknown to us. We just got to seek it out. If we course correct, put our focus on the purposes of God that have been predestined before the foundation of the world, and we align with the things of God, we will be in such a better place. The word of God says, and I've said it throughout the episode, but seek, aim, and strive after first all of His kingdom and His righteousness, His ways of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be added you beside. All of these things will be given to you. You don't even have to chase. Knowing your purpose motivates. When you properly course correct and align your mind with God's word, your actions are controlled, your desires are controlled, and your motivation will align with the purpose of God, and the outcome will be passion. You'll be passionate about the things of God and God's people, and your life will change. Last point, knowing your purpose creates legacy. When you think of legacy, what do you think of? Not of others, but yourself. What comes to mind when you think of legacy? Have you created time to think of legacy? Have you created space in your life to go after and create legacy? What are you leaving behind that will speak through time about you? God is calling us in this season to create and go after legacy through His Spirit. Come on, we gotta go after, we gotta leave something. Something about us has to be left. People have to know we were here and did a great work for God. We do this by partnering with Holy Spirit, y'all. This is all I've done, is just partner with Holy Spirit. He's always working in the earth, and He gives us invitations to partner. He tugs on our hearts to come into relationship with Him, and then He shows us the tools, the blueprints, and He unveils the strategies. I love y'all. I hope that this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me. I know it was a little bit longer, but to God be the glory. It's his podcast, not mine. You can hit pause, stop, replay. It's up to you. But God just wanted to get that out. I encourage you, sign up for the Spiritual Growth Academy coming live to the public in August. I'll put the link in the show notes. Sign up for the unapologetically unashamed community. I'll put that link in the show notes. That one's absolutely free. And find purpose, y'all. There's no excuses. God is giving you opportunity, and He's giving you environments to seek this stuff out. So we can't get before Him and say, well, we didn't have a chance, or we didn't know, or we couldn't figure it out, because He's given us all the directions through people. I love you. If you guys want to reach out, you have something to say, you want questions answered, you need spiritual mentoring, reach out, relationalbreakdowns@gmail.com. That email is soon going to change to go along with the Spiritual Growth Academy. But for now, all your emails can go to relationalbreakdowns@gmail.com. Until next week, you guys, I love you so much. Bye now.